Who exactly is Serena Williams? She's an engine of tennis. You can hear it right there. Then there's the tough, resilient Serena reflecting on the pain of losing this year's French Open.
It was okay. I'm not one to ever make excuses and say, like, oh, my adductor was hurting or whatever. I think, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't play the game I needed to play to win, and she did.
A defeat in straight sets for Serena Williams is an unfamiliar new experience for the record-setting legend of women's tennis, who's been winning majors for 17 years. She is closer to the end of her tennis career than the beginning, where being asked about injuries and strain gets more common. Williams is reaching out to discover what's next.
For me, life is so much bigger than tennis, but tennis is also, like, so important in my life, but I have a really unbelievable balance.
And so to maintain that balance, she will be defending her Wimbledon crown next week and try to tie Steffi Graf's open-era record for the most major singles titles won by one player, 22. What's it like to stand in the deep glare of the number one tennis player in the world at this pivotal moment? Director Ryan White got to find out during Williams' historic 2015 season, a dramatic but ultimately unsuccessful quest to claim all four major tennis titles in one year. The result? The film Serena, The Other Side of Greatness.
Serena's often been criticized for not being the most dedicated tennis player, for having too many interests outside of tennis. But as I witnessed the year that I was on the road with her, all of those other interests, I think, helped balance her passion for tennis. So she has so many businesses. She has so many interests. She takes a lot of time off with friends and family. She always says, if I didn't have all these other interests, I probably still wouldn't be playing tennis.
Do you find her as someone who manages her own career, is very focused on managing her own career, or is she a bit of a spectator of this amazing life?
No. She's in control. I mean, a big part of our film is Serena Inc., the team around Serena. There's a huge team that works with her on her tennis and her businesses to keep Serena at the top. But Serena is the ultimate professional. I knew that from the very beginning. I had a very first phone call with her to talk about my vision for the film, and that's what she said to me. She said, I really like your idea, but I need to run it by my entire team since I know they're going to be a part of this. They're going to be on camera with me, and it wouldn't be professional of me to not do that. And she ran it by all of them. So she never stops. We were always on the go. We were never sitting idle in a room. It was always moving from point A to point B. And a lot of that is not her tennis career. It's all of the brands that she has outside of that, all of the endorsements, all of the philanthropy. So she is definitely in control of that and at the top of the food chain.
How conscious is she, and how much did she talk about managing her own anger and emotional ups and downs?
She was very frank with me, thank God. I mean, that was what we wanted to do. We wanted to capture a really true, raw Serena. And a lot of people see her as an angry player. I've always saw her as a passionate player. And that is something that she can channel on the court.
One thing about me, if someone makes me angry, then that's when the switch flips. Most people, when they get angry, they start to miss more. I start to actually make more.
I wonder if her coach knows how it works. Patrick Mouratoglou is the late coach, post-family coaching. And is this a paycheck for him, or does he see something very, very special in Serena?
Oh, no. It's definitely not a paycheck. It's a relationship. It's a family relationship that he and Serena have, and it is incredibly nuanced. It is incredibly close. I was incredibly pleased in the film that they both allowed me to record him during the moments before she went on court. He goes in and gives her a pep talk. And he ends each pep talk with, I love you and I trust you. And that says it all.
What's Serena's awareness of the outside world? Did she talk at all about affairs in politics, her meeting Nelson Mandela, those sorts of things?
Yeah, I mean, Serena's very aware of the world. We had a lot of conversations on camera and off camera about that. I like to always say that Serena lives in the moment. And so she's not someone who looks forward a lot, and she's not someone who looks back a lot. She's constantly on the go. She constantly has something big on the horizon, and that is what is in her purview at the time. And so I saw that time and time again, and suddenly she had a guy following her around for a year saying, you know, what was that like? after something happened and saying, what are you expecting about the future? What about this match tomorrow? What about this Grand Slam coming up? And I have to give her a lot of credit for having tolerated me in that regard, because that's not the way Serena operates.
What's the meaning of her relationship with Venus, do you think?
It is an incredibly important part of both of their lives, and it actually functions in the film in quite a big way, because they played each other twice last year. They played each other at Wimbledon, and then they played each other at the U.S. Open. And I did not realize the scale of sadness that was attached to those matches.
I'm always rooting for Venus. And when she loses, I lose. Like, I physically feel sick when Venus loses. So it's hard to play someone that's your best friend, that you love so much, and that you would die for, take a bullet for her.
And I'm not just talking about Venus and Serena, and they both do not like it, but the entire world around them, the entire teams that they operate in, it's like a dark cloud descends over everyone when they have to play each other. And it's not just tennis. I interviewed Orosine, who's Venus and Serena's mom, who I loved working with, and she doesn't even come to the matches. She can't watch it.
From their perspective as having so much success in tennis, can they articulate, or can Serena articulate, the impact of race on her career, either in terms of the way people look at her or the endorsements that she might have had but doesn't, or anything? Is race an issue that they can articulate?
Yeah, I mean, Serena doesn't like to talk about that a lot. Serena is probably seen as the most controversial female tennis player of all time.
Yeah, I got angry on the court. So did McEnroe. So did all these other players.
I didn't say I would kill you. Are you serious?
One slip up and it's just like, oh, she's, you know, crazy or whatever.
Oh, Serena is furious.
I feel like I'm just an intense player. I play with my heart out.
But that's how everyone sees her. And her mom actually says in the film that she thinks you can't separate that from race and color. And I believe that. I mean, Serena did not come from the lily white country club tennis world. You know, they grew up on the streets of Compton. Orosine and Richard Williams did tennis their own way. They bucked all of the trends. They didn't play junior tennis. In a lot of ways, Orosine and Richard proved the tennis world wrong. Everyone doubted that Venus and Serena would be what they are now, and they ended up being number one and two in the world.
Ryan White, the director of Serena, The Other Side of Greatness. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Serena, The Other Side of Greatness premieres on Epix tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. To see behind-the-scenes photos and to watch a trailer of the film, you can head over to thetakeaway.org.